Hey,
hey!
do you know what the fuck today is?
Tuesday.
No, fucking no. I'm not talking about the day of the week. I'm talking about, do you know what episode this is?
Number 10.
That's Deca. We have been going on for Deca weeks.
Deca fucking weeks.
It sounds
count
awesome.
A motherfucker.
We went golfing. And
we did.
I call it golfing. I actually went drinking.
That's true. Basically after the first two holes, he did not hit from the green. He instead drank.
Yeah, well, after two fucking holes, my putter busted in half.
That's right. That's right. Your fucking putter broke.
I dropped my putter and the head of the putter just snapped in half.
And he's a lefty. Nobody had a lefty.
Nobody had a lefty.
It's a shame.
So, yeah, I apologize. Tonight I've been in what I like to call drunken intelligence mode. It's where you're in that drunken state to where you think you're having an intelligent conversation with the other person, and you, like, sound sophisticated and shit, which I never sound that way.
Yeah, you didn't sound sophisticated.
Yeah, I tossed in some shit and stuff, but...
There's bits and pieces that are good.
But, you know, like, I try and speak my knowledge upon people and let other people know what I know. And it's the drunken intelligence mode that's complete bullshit. So
I really hope that somebody puts that on your fucking headstone the day that you die.
Yeah.
He spoke his intelligence to people so they could know what he knows.
Yep.
I like it. talked real good.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, so I apologize if I go on some fucking tangent that's not funny or pointful. Point, what's the opposite of pointless? Yeah, whatever. Pointful. Yeah, I apologize if I'm not fucking intelligent and pointful. How about that shit?
Okay. I'm not sure that's a word in the English language, but I think your tangents are great.
All right. Thank you much. Yeah, it's golfing tonight, and Tim did all right, I guess.
Not true.
Yeah, shut up.
compared to you, I'm fucking Phil Mickelson.
I'm talking like the entire course. I fucking putted legitimately once. Like I'd swing off the tee and be like, "Eh, fuck it, I'm done." And sit around in a golf cart and drink the rest of the time.
But in his defense, he did lose that sweet, sweet putter he was rocking.
Yeah. I don't want to talk all day about how fucking awesome my balls skipping over the water was, or the fact that I drove 320 yards in the air and hit fucking 6 feet away from the green and hit that water trap right in front of it. But I'm pretty badass.
I will say that... that was a glorious drive, however.
You weren't watching, but continue.
No, it was the green for the four holes before we were on.
No, oh, that's a different hole. No. I swear to God, I ripped one, and that was the one you saw fling over, and I went, fuck this, and I set another ball down, and I'm not kidding you. There's the green and the water in front of it. I thought... it was hitting the green, and it hit probably 2 or 3 yards into the water, like, in front of... I almost shit my pants. I thought it was going over it.
That's amazing. That is. I didn't see that. I was too busy, you know, drinking. I don't know.
And I don't want to talk about it. But JK saw it. He didn't see the splash, which was fucking weird, because it was like you said, a fucking whale coming out of the pond.
It didn't, though?
Yeah.
It looked like a fucking... fucking Mutual of Omaha or whatever fucking insurance company with the fucking thing popping out.
Oh, God. I don't want to talk. Hey, whatever. Fucking, I don't want to think about it. Here we go. Let's continue. Oh, fuck. I forgot to bring up Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Conalingus.
We were just talking about her. Stop it, baby. You're turning me on.
She's got one of those high asses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I like the high.
Where it's thin and it's got like that high and it like pushes the lower back in and they look kind of like fucking like a man horse. What are those? Pegasus?
Yeah, man horse. That's just fucking Clydesdale with a monster cock.
Oh, shit.
Okay, but anyway, yeah, Conalingus. Masters is coming up, and I don't give a shit. Tim does, but the only person I give a fuck about is Tiger.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
And that guy's got his own channel in the fucking PGA.
He does. I have Uverse, and I literally have like 11 Masters channels. One of which, well, I haven't looked. The guy we golf with tonight, he has a different service provider. He has a Tiger Woods channel. I'm assuming I do too. Let's take a gander. I won't let it interfere with my sweet.
I'll go ahead and talk while you're fucking distracted by awesomeness.
Oh my goodness! I got so many channels.
Tiger Woods, man. If he wins this, I'm literally gonna shit myself.
I'm literally going to come in my shorts
because this dude, he's a hot shit. I don't really. We've been talking about him for 3 weeks now.
That's because he's fucking. He's the topic, man.
Can we? I think I've said all there is to say about this guy. I mean, he's awesome. He's banging white blonde bitches. End of story.
I do not have a Tiger Woods channel.
Can we please
throw it out there?
Move on to the next subject.
Yeah, sure. Let's move on to that motherfucker.
Dude, I thought we were
going to
talk about Tiger for like 20
fucking
minutes.
Tiger Woods.
All right.
Yeah, he likes them blonde and skinny.
Yeah, we're also talking about sports again at the beginning to do you non-sports some bitches a favor.
So next time you see me, do me a favor. Close your eyes, turn off the lights, open your mouth, and say a prayer. Not necessarily in that order. It's kind of creepy.
Say,
once
again, I'm drunk, and I would have to think about that for a couple minutes. But yeah,
have you noticed that with each podcast until now, of course,
yeah,
you've gotten more and more sober.
Yeah. Oh no, not tonight. We golf tonight.
We golf.
Yeah.
I don't think what we did was golfing, but I sure had fun doing it. Some bitch. Good time.
Yep. Yep. Okay. The Royals. I don't know if anybody. Okay. I'm a Royals fan. Tim is mediocre to baseball, as I've seen in the past. He doesn't get too excited.
No.
However, since we live in St. Louis and there's constant talk about the fucking Cardinals, like, I used to like them. They're my second favorite team, and I used to love watching them win. But when I moved to St. Louis and watched their fucking incompetence and their cockiness about their fucking team and the fact that they think they're the greatest every fucking year and they're not willing to admit one single mistake, I've started to dislike them. Like, they're respectable fans, but
no,
I don't want to.
I disagree
about shit.
I was a Cardinals fan and also a Royals fan. I'm now on the fuck the Cardinals bandwagon. So
that's
any Cardinals fans out there can
suck my nuts.
That's
what I was saying, wasn't it? Did I say something wrong?
No, I'm just pointing out that I had an aha moment and fuck the Cardinals.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's basically what I was saying, only I was digging into it, trying to burn some time here.
No. That's exactly, I was giving it my perspective on it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, anyway, the Cardinals, I don't know if they won today. It doesn't fucking matter. They're not in first place. However, there is another team across the state, if you're interested, that is kicking the shit out of the fucking American League, and that is the Kansas City Royals, who is now, after tonight, in first motherfucking place. So read it and weep, you Cardinals bitches. Right now, I'm about to rub this mic in my butthole. Tim paid for these mics. I can't do that. But you
I don't care. It's just I won't know which one it was. Fucking, I have to mark it with tape or fucking something.
Yeah,
I'm definitely not going to sniff the motherfucker because as soon as we're done, they're going back in the packaging.
Yeah.
Because I have nowhere else better to put them.
It's just going to build
just,
up.
Yeah,
and get all
it's like a it's like the Declaration of Independence fucking suspended behind glass. I open it up like,
dude,
poof, and just.
It literally smells like Hancock. Oh my God, that was awesome. Okay, let's continue.
What the fuck?
Hancock. Hancock.
No, I got
I'd
it.
Slap a D in there and you got the cock hand.
I got it. Why would okay?
It's funny. Oh shit. Okay. I was reading the list and trying to transition smoothly and failed miserably. I skipped a page. Stand up. I was at a bar this week and I had no fucking clue that they did stand up comedy there. And they do it every Sunday. It's open mic night. I get excited. I go back there. It's some redhead skinny twat.
Twatter.
Yeah, Twatter account. He has a Twatter account, obviously, just by looking at him. But yeah, so it's a skinny twat. Why am I talking shit on skinny people? I'm fucking scrawny as shit, too. But anyway, this is redhead skinny motherfucker. And he's probably the most boring comedy I have literally ever fucking heard in my life. It was terrible. Tim's got a confused look.
Nope, not confused. I figured it out.
I randomly slapped literally, and I think it confused everybody.
Nope, didn't confuse me. You just said he is the worst comedy. And I was just like, oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
I meant to say comic.
It's okay. It's but, okay. Just roll with it.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have made a face.
No, it's okay. Faces are good. That's how I can judge how far a lady is from orgasm. Looking at the face.
It's but then you got to get out of her closet, and that's awkward.
Oh,
shibbity bee.
That's fucking funny.
Oh, man. Burn.
Okay. But yeah, so this dude's up on fucking comedy night, and I'm.
I thought you were going to say this guy's hopped up on comedy. I don't know why. Go on, go on.
And he's telling these jokes. They're so pitiful, I can't remember a single word. And I just look up there as he's. I watch him for about 3 minutes before I caught the very last bit. And he said a stupid redhead joke, which was like, he said something about getting sunburnt. And I look over at my other buddy who's standing next to me, who is totally neutral to stand up. And he looks at me and he's like, that was comedy? Like, cause he never watched a comedy show. And I was like, holy fuck, this guy really is bad. I got a shot at doing stand up. Like,
oh yeah.
I guarantee you, in a stand-up comedy off, I would whip the shit out of this redheaded stepchild.
Dude, I listen to a lot of podcasts because I drive, I have a long commute, blah, yep. blah, 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 blah. And by the way, folks, if you take road trips, get podcasts, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. The time flies. Anyway, I listen to a lot of podcasts and mostly comedy. Actually, only comedy, now that I think about it. So there's a lot of guests, and since they do these so often, most comedians know each other, that kind of stuff. And here's what I've learned, and maybe this is just my preference, but there are about 10 comedians that go from either amusing me or I think they're the best comedian on earth. The rest of them are fucking awful. I can't tell you how many specials I've watched on Comedy Central or some other channel for some comedian that I didn't see their bit or anything. They were on a show. They said a couple things funny on a podcast. So I was like, I'll check this guy out. And I'll sit there for 10 minutes like a fucking Hindu cow looking at the screen like, this is beyond not funny. And this motherfucker has sold out some fucking auditorium for his special. It's goddamn awful. People are terrible. They really are. I'm going to say it right now. Most comedians are not good.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Which is why when I saw this guy, I immediately started writing a stand-up bit. Mm. And because, like, he gave me confidence. Shitty people give me confidence. Like, in order for me to succeed in life, I have to know that somebody else is failing. That's basically what I'm trying to get to.
Kind of sad.
Yeah, it's sad and fucking depressing, but whatever.
That works in comedy, though.
But yeah.
They're all degenerates.
I'm great. Cool. I got a fucking podcast, and you bitches don't, so suck it. Next fucking topic.
What, the other comedians?
No, I'm talking about the people listening to this shit.
And then the people.
Fuck you, people.
Oh, so sweet. Ah.
hey, man, that's terrible.
Yeah. All right.
Where'd you go? It was real fat in college. I weighed like 300 pounds.
Fat
but then
cow.
I got drafted, and I did some weight loss.
I don't draw Barkley, and I don't make any fucking sense on NBA TV.
Hey, man, it turns out I can't take up golf like Michael.
Got a fucking... Oh, man. Why is he entertaining? You know, he was like listed as like one of the top 10 most entertaining fucking sports broadcasters, and yes. I was just like,
he's like one fucking chromosome problem away from fucking Downsy. That's why people are like, this guy's fucking fascinating.
Yeah, the people are. Yeah, I'm. Yeah, that's probably it. He's fucking intrigued by his retardedness.
It's so intriguing.
Okay, enough about Charles.
Charles in charge. I don't even know that fucking song goes.
I see trees again.
I see trees again.
That's both impressions.
Red right. Monster. I don't even know if those are the words. That's just what I fucking made them over the years.
I think to myself.
I touch my penis and play with my butthole.
What and a I wonderful world.
And I think to myself, I should have worn a glove. Anyway.
Oh my god.
I love the truck. I can't go on. I can't go on.
And I've always said that there's three people that sound alike in history. Louis Armstrong, Cookie Monster, and Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
I think to myself. That's Louis Armstrong. I think to myself. That's Cookie Monster, and think to myself, I do is Yoda.
Let me try. I'm gonna say cookies.
Okay. Louis Armstrong, Louis cookies.
Cookies.
Very close. Now say cookies in Yoda voice.
Cookies.
You nailed Cookie Monster right there. You didn't even realize it.
I did. Oh shit.
Okay. So. We got an email this week.
A fucking email.
It was basically, if you're listening, this is a fucking worthless email.
If you're listening, you motherfuckers are listening. Otherwise, you wouldn't hear my shiz.
Here's the email. It's titled Feedback. First off, do some attractive FMKs. We're going to do one. We got some.
Sir. Tonight. Sorry.
Tonight.
I'm a big Smashing Pumpkins fans.
I'm a medium pumpkin fan.
Yeah, not anymore. Melancholy and Infinite Sadness. Blow a load of that anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight's FMK is a fucking doozy.
Yep. Next line in the email. I'm going to read it like I fucking see it. Suggest doing a call-in segment with a VIP guest. Now, that's a pretty good idea. We're talking. Actually, we might use some motherfuckers that we work with because there's some pretty funny guys, and I mean, we know each other. I think it'd be pretty fun to call people that we know and just fucking bullshit with them.
Oh yeah, I got some good storytellers.
Yeah. Oh, there's a few good storytellers. Not one guy. He pauses every 5 seconds. He's like, and then all of us are looking at each other like, is this fucker going to continue or what the fuck? I don't know. Whatever. And the next line is, more to come, period, with nothing else.
Yeah.
I thought that was ironic.
I just wanted to throw in there. I just thought of it. There's a guy we work with, good friend of mine, and he is a captain of the Freudian slips. And long story short, he was walking in a group. And said, hey, jump on my back. Joking, you know, piggyback ride type thing. And guy said, I'm okay. It's actually the guy. The other guy is actually the guy we golf with. So one of the other people in the group said, well, why don't you let him ride on your back? And he said, yes, come on my back. And I thought that was very amusing.
I think you said that wrong.
I don't care.
Because when he said it, it sounded a lot funnier. Hold on. It said... Hey.
I see trees.
No. Oh, he said, hey, why don't you ride on my back? And he goes, no thanks, but you can come on mine.
Whatever the case.
That was funny. Okay.
Either way, it's bareback.
Anyway. What?
I think I can help here. I speak jive.
Speak jive, bro. Now, what the fuck, dude? I was going to talk about something awesome again.
See, I started your training and you don't know it. I'm trying to get you to focus.
No, fuck focus, man. Stop interrupting my bullshit.
You sounded like the Lebowski just then. Hey, fuck focus, man. Okay, go. I won't say a peep.
No, it's too late. It's too late. Turd. Train already fucking derailed.
Burglars.
Next topic.
Okay. Christopher B.
You can bring up this lady, Emma Watson, for me.
Go ahead. Emma Watson. Okay, at the risk of not sounding like a creeper, I'm in my 20s, go fuck yourself.
You can sound creepy if you want, because Emma Watson is officially a girl that I would creep.
Good point.
But go ahead.
Okay, Emma Watson is most famously known as Hermione from the Harry Potter series, the movies, obviously. However, she's only, what is she like? She's 22,
old enough,
right? Yeah, she's only like... She's like 4 years younger than Calvin, like seven, doing some math. Yeah, 7 years younger than me, whatever.
8 years younger than Tim.
Go fuck yourself, cunt. You fucking cunt. Anyway, so Emma Watson, she grew up into a nice-looking young lady. She went to Brown University, she cut her hair in this real dykey haircut. So everybody thought she fucking went Les or Man Bear Pig or whatever she was doing.
Yeah.
Well, she's now doing shit again, movies and stuff, and there's a new movie coming out by Sofia Coppola called Bling Ring. It's about this group of fucking assholes that, well, not really assholes because they were terrorizing assholes, so they kind of cancel each other out like algebra, but they were going around to these different asshole celebrities' houses and stealing, like, their fucking, well, their bling, and it's the fucking name Bling Ring. Anyway. So, I knew nothing about this movie. One of these stupid sites I go to had a picture from it, and it was of her, and like, giving this fucking super sultry, sexy fucking look. And I was like, holy shit. I was fucking intrigued. So, I watched the fucking trailer, and there's a scene about 14.5 seconds in, if you're on the YouTubes, and she's dancing a slow-mo up and down looking at this guy, but you're just looking at her face, and she's got the oh fuck me eyes, and then she sticks out her tongue and like licks her lip while she's dancing, and she's all fucking busty bouncing and shit, and I gotta go to the bathroom. Sorry,
right now?
Yeah, I gotta go. I was thinking about Emma Watson too hard. And
oh,
I was fucking...
okay, I get it.
Oh my
Here's
God.
The deal. I was confused because I was like, oh, shit, I have a comment, but I'm going to wait till he's finished. Let me write it down before I forget. As soon as I pick up the pen and start writing, it won't write, and I start going nuts, and I manage to scribble it on there before the pen runs out of ink. 14.5. That's creepy that you know the exact fucking time that Emma Watson is being sexy. That's creepy.
No, before we started the podcast, I pulled it up because I was looking for the GIF.
Yeah.
And I watched it over and over because YouTube gives you the preview pane. And so it's 14 and a half seconds. That's where you got to start it over.
That was a lot of work for like 10 seconds worth of podcast. That wasn't worth it. I don't want to do
that. I got to tell you, he fucking grabbed his pen like it was he felt the fucking final stroke coming. And he's fucking like, okay. Grandson gets the estate.
Pull out. I gotta go now.
Grandson, whatever you do, pull out.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
bag your Jimmy and pull out, son. It's a fun party.
I want to make a will video for my daughters just so that whenever they watch, like, I'd be like, trust me, fucking take the damn pill like you should. Make the dude wear a fucking condom. And don't fucking get AIDS. Whatever you do. By then it'll probably
be
cured,
5-10 more years. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get AIDS now. I'm that confident. That's how confident I am. If a chick said, I've got AIDS, you want to do it, it wouldn't creep me out enough to where I wouldn't wear a condom. Or I would still wear a condom, but I wouldn't be creeped out once I had the condom on because I'm confident enough there's a cure for it. Not quite confident enough to where I wouldn't wear a condom, but you know that one where you're like, pretty sure this is gonna happen.
I see what you're saying, which leads me to my next question.
Yeah.
Would you rather bang a 3, nay, a 2 that you know has full-blown AIDS?
A 2 with full-blown AIDS? I can't wait to hear what's next. Okay.
Or get a blowjob from a first cousin who is also a dude.
Okay. Okay.
This is like, fuck, dude.
You know what's creepy? I had a first cousin that I thought was hot, but, like, I didn't want to.
Female, though, right?
Yeah. Okay. And then you throw in that's a dude, and I was just like,
dude, I had a friend for a few years. He turned out to be a real doucher in high school. But his mom was married briefly to this guy after his dad, whatever, stepfather. And this dude's daughter was so fucking hot. And this dude wanted to fuck his stepsister so bad. And it's like, he'd be like, I can't help it, dude. She's so hot. And I'm just like, I don't really see anything wrong with it.
I
go for it.
It's creepy just because.
It's not creepy, though, really.
I think it would be. Because
there's zero blood relation.
I understand that, but the word sister is in the fucking title.
It's like an honorary degree. It doesn't really mean anything. It's just like to hang up on the wall.
Yeah, but people still see Dr. Phil as a doctor, whether he's got his fucking degree or not.
Is he an honorary doctor?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, dude.
He has no business giving advice?
Yeah. Oh, dude, this guy's a fucking moron. I don't want to. We'll do the research afterwards, but I don't know. There's too much. Too little time in life for researching now. All right. I'm terrible at getting my point across also, by the way. Let's go back to Emma Watson. I had something real quick that there was a gift that Tim saw.
And it was Emma Watson.
It was Emma Watson doing her dance in the new movie that's coming up. And I was looking at it, and I probably watched it for a minute straight. And it's a 5-second clip, so do your math there. Fucking, I don't know. What did I watch it? 12 times. Yep, there you go.
Oh, fuck.
There you go. I watched that thing probably 12 times before I snapped out of my fucking trance. And I went, I cannot watch this anymore simply because, how do I put this? Okay. When I first saw the movie Girl Next Door with Alicia Cuthbert, I literally could not think of another woman for the next week. All I was thinking about was that movie and how hot she was. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm screwed up because of this movie. And I finally got over it. And then the guy that I lived with watched the fucking movie again. And I watched the movie and I went, God damn it. Once again, fucking a week straight without thinking of anything else but banging Alicia Cuthbert. Like, she's that hot. Same thing with Kate Upton. I don't look at her anymore unless I have to. And that Emma Watson sexy dance was reminding me of that same thought. I was just like, I can't fucking watch this anymore. Tim's trying to fucking show me previews, and I'm like, no, I don't want to fucking watch it. It's fucked up.
I can't not watch it. I have many tabs in my browser like the rest of you, I'm sure. And I saved the page the GIF is on because when I open my phone and click Google Chrome, I want the first thing I see. Oh, my God.
Don't even fucking show that to me. Well,
dude, look at those eyes.
What's she saying
to you right there?
She's saying, come fuck me, and I don't want to watch it. Because she's not really saying that to me. She's fucking acting. That's what pisses me off.
No, what she's saying is I've been a bad girl.
Yeah.
And she needs a spanking.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Oh, my God.
But if I acted on it, I would be thrown in jail. That's why I can't fucking watch it. I'm
the thing. The thing about, like, fantasizing about women like this and stuff like that is, like, you know, I'm no Mandingo, but I do all right. I think I'm pretty good in the old sack-ke, if you will.
Yeah.
But you fantasize about a girl like this, and, you know, you're never, there you looked again. If I ever actually met her and she showed interest and I played it off, and we went through a few dates, and then we go back to her place, because it wouldn't be my place.
Yeah.
Because it would probably be a shithole.
Be like, what the fuck is
and
that?
She's like, hey, oh wait, she's English. Oh, hey, maybe we put on some music.
I'm Hermione.
I do magic. No. So she puts on some music, and she dances like that. Already, I'm three dates built up, and I'm pre-gaming it. And by pre-game, I mean jerking off before the date, just in case. But if I see this right here, he looked again. And God. Then she's like, let me blow you. It's over. She's never calling me back.
She
doesn't
even have to blow.
Because I'm going to, if she's like, take it out, big boy, I'm going to take it out. And she just made that face to me. And when I see those sweet, sultry lips coming toward me, I'm just going to shoot at her from like a foot away. It's not even going to, there's not even going to be an insertion period. You know what I mean? It's just over.
Fucking finally glad that another man admits to that, because I've been saying that all my life. I'm like, there's no fucking, like the Shannon Elizabeth American Pie scene where it's his first time and that bitch is sexy as hell. I don't think I'd get it in her before I came anyway. Like, I wouldn't be that far away, but dude, as soon as I stuck it in there, it's immediate jism. Like, there's
true.
One pump chump.
One pump chump, two like, pump chump. Which kind of chump are like, you going to pump? That's weird.
So I watched that scene in American Pie, and I was just like, dude, I'd be very close to doing the same thing. I wouldn't be quite that bad, but like.
No, I wouldn't be that bad either, and I exaggerate. But there's no fucking way, especially you talk about American Pie, you're 18, 17,
yeah.
18.
Yeah.
And like
16?
The girl you constantly jerk off to is like standing in your room naked wanting to fuck you. And she, Shannon Elizabeth was fucking hot as shit in that movie.
Yep.
Yeah. But granted, it's a little overdone. Even if you do prematurely blow, which I don't think I would. I've never done that before in my life.
I haven't either.
I tell you, if I did, I don't care.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But, it wouldn't
Kudos
happen again.
Us.
It wouldn't happen twice.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'd leave.
I don't know. Sometimes when you're in a real hot situation, you get a little bit of that pre-cum going
on. Oh,
you know?
A lot of that pre-cum.
And then you just use that to fucking slap her in the fucking cheek.
And it makes it. Never mind. Okay.
I just like to leave a little snail trail. So it's like I'm a ship in the Atlantic at night or the Pacific, and it's turning up fucking.
I know what you're saying.
Glowing fucking.
And I want to laugh so hard, but it's just so fucking gross that I don't want to.
I'm just saying, that's kind of neat.
Okay, quick little tidbit here. It's got a lot to do with this. Nice guys always finish last, but you have to finish last in order to let her finish first.
Is that how it goes?
Something like that.
That's not but, how it goes.
I don't know.
Okay, so here's what I'm going
to
do.
But
right
you
got
to be nice to let her finish first.
No, it's got to be your dog. Yeah, you got to be nice. I was going to go on your
nice
Facebook
guys,
page.
Nice guys finish last, but you got to be nice to let her finish first.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree.
Fucking.
I'm going to say. How's the first part go again?
Nice guys finish last.
All right, nice guys finish last. However. Go.
Oh, you want me to finish the joke?
It's not the yeah.
Nice guys finish last. However, you have to be nice to let her finish first.
Right. That's what I was gonna get at.
What the?
A lot of women can't fucking orgasm from sex.
Yeah,
it's a common problem.
Okay, that's another thing. Hey, ladies, if you're out there about to bang me, let me know if you can't orgasm, because then all we have to do is have sex for 10 seconds. But if you can't have an orgasm, I'll be banging at it, and I can manage to control that shit for a while.
And don't worry, it's not what you're thinking, because it definitely is all about him.
Yeah.
Because why waste the time? I mean, really?
Exactly.
I mean, we all got things to do. We have schedules and appointments,
and
whatever.
Toenail clippings and. Fucking laundry.
Yeah, you know, you got to go pick up some milk at the store. You know, there's just so much shit going on.
I got
to just gotta
fucking play Clash of Clans.
Priorities. I mean, really. really the priorities.
Okay, but anyway, so that's how I feel about it. And Tim was going to change it and never did.
I don't know. I got one.
I got one.
Well, that was the point. Like, you don't have to be nice to finish last. Like, most guys can't do that. That's the point.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, are you going to fucking come? Like,
yeah.
You know, you're doing shots of whiskey, hoping the whiskey dick stays up. You're fucking hitting it just to induce some pain. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Let me remind you about my special gift after I say this. I thought of a change to that joke. Nice guys finish last. However, if you're a bad guy, you don't give a fuck and you just want jizz in your face. That's a slight change. Yeah, I think so.
I think you should lead with that when you go to open mic night. Hey, everybody. My name's Calvin. So, what do you say? Nice guys finish last.
Unless.
So just the other day, I was with this lady. Ooh.
And I didn't give a fuck.
It was our third date and I came out of phase.
Ha. Now, okay. Okay, okay, okay.
It's okay.
What was I going to... You, remind me.
Remind you what?
God damn it. I told you like 2 minutes ago after I said something to remind me of something.
It was something about... It was one word. I know that. Does that ring any bells?
No, it doesn't.
Kaleidoscope.
Yes, the other day. No, I don't fucking know.
Dynamite.
Whatever, dude. Fuck it.
Wow, you did just say that. I remember.
Yeah, because I trusted you.
We could bring it right back. Just go back and hear it.
No, trust revoked. Let's move on. Okay.
Shitty bill, man. Shitty bill.
How far? 37? Dude, we're doing fucking good this week.
37 minutes.
It's probably because I'm hammered.
You have to get out of here.
Here we go. Next. Shut the fuck up with your horny.
Your daddy be damned.
All right, Mr. Walken, here's how I feel here. Radiohead, I did a quick little relapse on them because I was a fucking huge Radiohead fan for a few years. Haven't listened to them in a while. Watched a couple videos. Missed an opportunity to see them here in St. Louis. God damn it. I forgot the joke.
Dude, you're fucking worthless. You're worthless. Oh my God. You can't remember anything. You're like a fucking, I don't know, you're like a 3-second tape recorder that automatically erases itself after 7 seconds. Like, what the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? You were, so I was a Radiohead fan. Fuck! What? How do you forget that shit? Oh, man. So... Reminds me of this time. So I was hanging out in high school, you know what I'm saying? Listening to Radiohead, and then I thought of something funny. Fuck, I don't remember what it was, but it's funny. Some bitch. Skippity boo.
Dude, this is the worst podcast ever.
Dude, how the fuck? Oh my God.
Okay, moving on. Next subject.
Dude, no. No. Search your fucking brain. You gotta do it. Open up the fucking vaults. Do whatever you gotta do. I mean, literally. When we did our first podcast, it sounded like shit. But you remembered everything. And you were hammered. And you fucking... Oh, my God.
God, no.
Oh, Dynasty.
What?
Dynamic. I don't know. I'm trying to trigger words. See what happens. Dust Bowl.
Ah, yes.
Minute Bowl.
Back in my day.
Not in my house. Not in my house.
That's Dikembe Mutombo, who is from Africa. Jamaica, Africa, quite a bit of difference. not in looks, but in
sometimes
sound.
I feel
rice and cheese and cookies.
I see bitches in green.
Okay. Fuck it, whatever. Yeah, oh, actually, the next topic was glow stick reference.
Yeah, glow stick reference.
Yeah, basically, my mind is like a glow stick or dynamite. All the chemicals are there, and all I need to do is have somebody fucking break it, and then magic happens, you know?
I disagree. I think your mind is like a dollar store glow stick. You crack it, and it glows bright for about 47 seconds, and then that motherfucker dies.
And by the time you look back down at it, he fucking is dull already.
I get poor it. Poor lad.
Yeah, whatever. I fucking... Let's try and pick this fucking list up with my toes. This podcast is going downhill fast.
Who cares? Who gives a shit? Nobody's listening anyway.
Who gives a shit? It's gone.
You can't say goddamn on the air. Nobody's listening anyway. Ball 8. Ball 12. I can't believe he's laying off these close ones.
Okay. Fuck. All we got left is an FMK.
The FMK.
All right, here's the deal. Fuck, marry, kill. Got to fuck one, marry one, kill one.
No it's ands, or butts. Yeah, no pun intended.
Yeah. Oh, there may be a few butts.
And by pun, I mean anal insertion.
Pun. I got nothing. Put up.
Are you dying right now? Did you just have a stroke?
It's like an acronym for pun. Put up. What's an N word for butthole?
I don't know. Fuck. An N word for the butthole.
The Schwab is stumped. The nook.
The nook. Put up the nook.
I don't know. Whatever.
How about?
Okay, fucking FMKs. Fuck, marry, kill. You gotta fuck a. We list three people. You gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one. They're usually what's creepy is most of the time we've been doing guys, just because like choosing three hot chicks is like it's basically not fun anymore because we were doing it so long before the podcast actually happened.
Well, it's easy. It's easy.
Yeah, it's very easy for the most part.
So you got to come up with crazy shit.
So here's a little twist today. We are taking the advice from the previous email that says you should do attractive women in the FMK. And we are also putting our own little twist on it with a scenario that Tim is supposed to come up. I hope he comes up with a good one. Because in the last couple podcasts, I stated how fucking attractive Kate Upton is to me. And there's nobody, like, it is very clear in my head that there's no way any single woman in the entire world can beat Kate Upton for my marriage in an FMK. And I think Tim is going to try and reasonably do that today.
I am going to reasonably do that. And the thing is, it's fuck, marry, kill. That's the only stipulation. So I can do some creative things with this. And so that's what I'm going to attempt to do today because Calvin has repeated time and time again that Kate Upton is it. She is the tippy fucking top of the point of the fucking spear or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Tip of the spear. Let's go.
Cool.
Yep.
And that's it. So we're going to do fuck, marry, kill to Calvin.
Fuck, marry, kill to me. Coming at me.
Don't try to get to me, bro. Okay.
Antonio Banderas, Kate Upton, or... No, I'm just kidding.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Bang on. If I were to give you Kate Upton...
Yeah, just her normal self.
Emma Watson, yeah. Just her normal self.
Okay.
And... Emma Stone. What would it be?
Okay, here's the deal. I'm trying to shelter myself because I have heard from numerous people that Kate Upton is a ditzy bitch. Like, she's not intelligent at all.
Yes. So I can gather that just looking at her.
However, shush your mouth. Shush your mouth. I literally have not listened to a single word Kate Upton has ever said, period. I'm not joking. I've not heard her talk.
Really?
Yes.
That explains a lot.
Which is why I'm trying to shield myself from it, because she is a perfect image to me. Don't do it. No. No fucking way.
Okay, so...
So, I know, but I do... I have heard Emma Stone and Emma Watson talk, obviously, because they're actresses. I was going to say actors, and then that would have been creepy because they had penises. But, yeah, they're both
actually,
actresses.
They're actually all considered just actors.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so they're both actors. And Emma it's so weird. Like, in my opinion, my two hottest actors are both named Emma. But, yeah, Emma Watson, Emma Stone. Emma Stone, Zombieland chick.
Yeah.
That's the only movie I ever saw her in. What else was she in?
She was in the new Spider-Man. She was in The Help. She was in, what the fuck's it called?
See why I got fucking Tim here? I got no fucking clue what any of those other movies
are. She's in this movie. I can't think of the name off the top of my head, but she plays a high school student. Granted, she's obviously of age in the movie. She's in her 20s in the movie.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And she, God, I can't believe I can't remember the name of this fucking movie. Anyway, so she's like a goody-goody, whatever. And for some reason, she decides to have this reputation as a whore. And it's kind of like a campy, like, funny thing. And she wears some pretty slutty clothes in it.
Oh, that's
Easy A.
Awesome.
That's what it's called. Easy A.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I haven't even seen that. That might even be.
Yeah, it's worth a look.
Cool. Okay. Easy A. How about that? But yeah, Emma Stone, in my opinion, is the second hottest actor. Emma Watson is the hottest actor. However, the hottest lady in the entire universe, in my opinion. And here's the thing. I fucking love athletes.
Like Andre Agassi, David Beckham.
God, you're fucking obviously wrong.
I'm a Pete Sampras guy.
Okay, let's say that differently. If there's a chick that looks like a six to me, and I see her swing a fucking softball bat like a champ, she goes up to a 7.5. I honestly think it's about 1.5 if she can play sports.
Right on. Right
it's kind of like the white trash. You automatically bump a hot chick up to an extra number if she's an 8 and you realize she's from a trailer park.
Uh-huh.
You bump her up to a 9. Same thing, only with sports to me, it's 1.5. Okay. Yet, none of the three hottest chicks in the world to me are athletes. So weird. So
okay.
Weird.
Getting off topic, but...
What the fuck are we talking about? Yeah, thank you. Jesus. We got the two Emmas and Kate Upton, so my FMK this week.
Well, this is just a primer. This isn't your FMK. I'm just curious what you'd say to this.
My primer, of course. Okay. I'm figuring out where to plug the two Emmas. I'm definitely marrying Kate Upton still. I'm fucking Emma Watson.
Taking Emma Watson in that scenario.
Just because. But just to fuck, though. Dude, I feel bad for killing any of them. This is why I can't choose three hot chicks. I don't want to.
Don't worry. I'm going to make it better.
Okay. Yeah. But Emma Watson, in my opinion, would be. I think she would be more fun in bed for the one time deal.
Okay. Okay.
Than Emma Stone.
I think on a one time deal, Emma Stone would be more of a freak, but that's just my liking. But I love Emma Watson. She's above Emma Stone for me. Anyway.
All
right.
All it takes is, here's the thing. All it takes Emma Watson to do is to bat her eyes real quick, and I'd probably lose it. But Emma Stone, she'd probably have to say something dirty to me. You know, that's how I see it. Like, I think Emma Watson could get me cum faster than Emma Stone.
Okay. Well, here's your FMK.
Okay.
You have... identical triplet Kate Upton's.
Oh,
all of which
no
have full-blown AIDS.
No.
Okay.
That's weird because we talked about that.
You okay. have identical twin Emma Watsons, but she has full-blown bad version of mouth and genital herpes.
Okay.
And then you have Emma Stone, who's got syphilis. She's never shaved anything a day in her life.
We've already talked about this shit before, but
we haven't talked like this. No, we haven't mixed up like this.
Okay.
So Emma Stone, never shaved before, syphilis, and she's got a touch of the downs.
No.
F-M-K.
So she would toss me around because of a retard string.
I suppose. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, dude, that's fucking ridiculous. I don't get that. I want to see some scientific project on why Down syndrome people are so strong. Okay. But anyway.
Jesus.
Triplet.
That's terrible. It doesn't have to be Down. She's just mentally not there.
Okay. Okay.
She's got something.
Thank you. Kate Upton, AIDS triplets. Emma Watson, what's the deal? Herpes, mouth and vag. And
well, she's twins, though.
Yeah,
twins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sweet in the pot.
Emma Watson's. I said plural. Emma Watson's.
Okay.
And Emma Stone. How many? Just one?
Yes. 3, 2, 1. I was counting
or
down.
A one Emma Stone with a retardation. And what else?
She's never shaved a day in her life, and she's got a very bad case of syphilis.
So... no shaving, syphilis, and retardation. Kill Emma Stone. There's no doubt.
No, is that a mercy killing or?
Yeah, I'm crying when I do it, just because. I
wait.
Know.
Oh, okay, you're killing
like
her.
She wanted to love me, but she couldn't.
I'm a little surprised, but keep going.
That's an automatic. Now. When we,
but it's the only one without a gift that keeps on giving. I don't know.
Syphilis.
It's fucking curable, dude.
Good point. Fuck. I would. You know what? I still
you hate retarded people.
No.
That's what it boils down to.
No.
Hello, everybody.
They don't have a purpose
my
in society.
My name's Calvin Stock, and I'd rather have him. AIDS than fuck retarded.
If a Down syndrome chick said, I'm sorry, I can't get laid, would you please have sex with me just so I could see what it feels like? I would do it.
Even if it looked like Man Bear Pig? How
I'd
sympathetic
have to
are
know
you?
Her for a while. I don't...
like, go out for coffee? Know her?
If there's a random chick on the street with Down syndrome that asked me to bang her, I'd say no. But, like, if she was, like, a friend's... sister or something, that's even worse. If it was like I knew this guy all my life, you know, and I've seen her around and I've known her personally and I can see her pain and she says, hey, pity fuck me? Yeah. But if it's just some random Down syndrome trick on the street, I'm not going to say yes.
Alright.
You know what I'm saying? I got to have emotional attachment. That's the nice guy part of me.
Like a woman.
Yeah, basically, I am a woman with a... I'm a dick woman.
So you're a tranny.
Oh. I wouldn't go that far. Hermy. I might be a hermit crab. But, no. yeah, I mean, like... yeah, they gotta have some feeling towards it, which is why... this is why every rape joke I make is honestly a joke because, like,
implying that some people don't find it.
Yes, they like I get some weird looks when I throw like, oh yeah, I throw her in my trunk. Like people are like, dude, that is wrong, and I'm like, yeah, it is, but it's just a joke, and they don't believe me. Sometimes they take me serious. I think.
That sounds like a problem, man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. So, no, I'm not going to throw you in the trunk. Baby.
No, I know.
Oh, baby, don't worry about it. I won't throw you in the trunk without drugging you. Okay. The fuck were we talking about?
You're gonna kill the poor helpless girl.
Yeah, we're gonna kill the retard with hairiness. And but that's because there's only one of her. We got double herpes lady. You know what? Herpes is fucking gross. But not gross enough to murder two sexy Emma Watsons. So I am still fucking the Emma Watson herpes ladies. Only because whenever... Wait, hold on.
So you're still marrying Kate Upton in this scenario?
Maybe. Yeah, well, it's definite. Yeah. But
you're going to give your poor new triplet wives herpes? That's so insensitive.
No. That's the thing. I was getting ready to ask, does Emma have an outbreak during the sexy time?
Oh, yeah, dude. It looks like smallpox.
Uh-oh. And so, basically, overlapping vaginal chickenpox.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough one, I admit.
Okay. Still, I'm thinking and thinking, but the bottom line is, no matter what, I'm still marrying Upton with AIDS because of my confidence of AIDS cures. We've already talked about this earlier.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But as far as banging or killing herpes or syphilis hairy retard, you know what? I'd fucking kill the Watson twins. I'd kill the Watson twins with herpes. With that nasty ass outbreak down there, I don't think I could even come.
So now you're gonna bang?
I would flip it around and bang Emma Stone, retard, hairy, BO smelling bitch, and I would kill the Watson twins.
Okay.
Because I don't want to talk about herpes anymore.
All right. Let me real fast. Do some next level shit just to see where we're at on this Kate Upton love.
Oh, you're trying to get the Kate Upton switch here.
So you have Lindsay Vonn.
Which one's that?
Tiger's baby.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Hot blonde snowboarder.
Yep.
You have Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
And you have Kate Upton.
However, Mila Kunis from 70s Show, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
However, in this scenario, yep, Kate Upton looks exactly how you imagine her, except right above her vag is a 3-inch penis.
Oh, she's a Hermie. Okay. Hermie Upton. That's her new first name.
Yeah, Hermie Upton. Mila Kunis has a slight mustache that can't be gotten rid of. And Lindsay Vonn has been torn out by Mandingo.
All right. I think you got it here. What's wrong with fucking Upton again?
She's got a cock.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
I thought initially you were like, so what's wrong with that?
No. Is okay. There something... okay.
There's really nothing wrong with that. It's just different.
I disagree.
something seriously wrong
with that.
It's not normal.
Okay, Hermes that are listening, nobody, I apologize. I apologize to zero fucking Hermes out there listening. I guarantee you're not listening. Because we've already said something offensive. Because your self-esteem is already fucking low enough to where you wouldn't listen to something like this.
I gotta tell you, dude. If I had what I got now and a vag, I'd be pretty uncomfortable myself.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, before we even mentioned Hermes, Hermes would have turned this shit off. So we got no Hermie listeners. It's official. But Hermie Upton. That sounds funny. I love saying it. It's just humorous to me. Or I don't even remember the other two chicks because I'm fucking hammered.
Mustache Mila.
Mustache Kunis. Okay.
And
Lindsay Vonn.
Lindsay Vonn with the fucking fantastic caverns between her legs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There's a change in the tides.
Oh!
Yes, yes, yes. We got one. Okay. God, people are going to fucking hate me. What's wrong, Kunis? Mustache? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
It's like a science project.
Yeah, it fucking is. Imagine me trying to do college work. Holy fuck. Here we go. I would fuck. I would fuck Kunis. Get it. Get it. Mela. I'd bang the mustache chick. I would marry Lindsey Vonn. And I would kill Hermie Upton. So there it is. I went from marry to kill Upton because she's got a penis.
What if I changed it from penis to 6-inch clit? Just
without a bell end?
Yeah. Without it, no, it's just the clit, but it hangs out like a fucking stalactite.
Yeah, but it still doesn't have the bell end. That's the creepiest part, right?
Right. There's no urethra running through it. It's the clit.
Well, can I explain first?
Sure.
All right. Lindsey Vonn, she may have had a few relations with Mandingo. That's just going to tighten up eventually, right?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it naturally usually does, but it's never going to be the same.
Eh, fuck it. Yeah, I'd still marry her. Just because I think I got enough girth to compete with Mandingo after he banged a chick 6 months ago.
All right.
Yeah.
That's quite a departure from your previous comments on your Schwanza.
Yeah, okay. We're back to the grower. God damn it.
I'm just saying. Okay, go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. Man, it, that one must be one thick baby carrot.
I'm telling you.
It's like a fucking...
like a ping pong paddle?
It's like a reload for a fucking revolver. Looks like a snub nose. Okay, go on. What if you were born and your dick looked like a snub nose? Like you had no bell end and your fucking urethra just leaked out of it. Like a fucking one of those giant straws from an ice cream place.
It's fucking disgusting.
You could fucking, like, you're hiding diamonds up there, fucking working for, I got nothing.
But the issue there is bladder control. I would have to definitely wear the pants 24/7.
You look like a fucking anteater's.
What's an 80-year-old woman's pussy smell like?
What's that?
Depends.
That's so stupid. Oh, I love shitty jokes. Like, what did the penis say to the condom?
What?
Cover me, I'm going in. It's so stupid.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What the fuck were we talking about?
We should probably just end this fucking siege on humanity.
We're already an hour.
Yeah.
Game, set, match. Goodbye, motherfuckers.